Let's go to the microphone here because we have Jim Turr with us. Jim, how are you?
I'm good, Joseph. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, there's a lot going in Las Vegas, and you're working on a promotion yourself, so let's tell folks about that as well.
Well, I'm putting on the Vegas Treasure Hunt. Now, that was originally scheduled for last weekend, but yeah. I figured out that was way too busy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a week from Sunday. That is August 24th.
Uh-huh.
And as we've talked about, it's a fundraiser. It's 100% a fundraiser for the nursing scholarship program at Luna in memory of my sister, Dana, who was a nurse. And the way it works is that it's now just open to everybody. You don't need to make a donation to get to participate, because one guy was generous enough to make one big donation. And of course, people can still donate, but everybody is eligible. All I have to do is check the website on that morning, 7 o'clock, Sunday morning, August 24th. Watch the video that has all the clues about where the treasures are around Las Vegas. And you know what my hope is, Joseph, is that, I mean, it seems to me that this would be especially great fun for a parent and child, or mm-hmm. uncle and nephew, or something like that, you know, a family team to go out and find these prizes. And it is a pile of valuable prizes. There are like $4,000 worth of gift certificates, meals from local businesses, and people have been mm-hmm. very generous, artwork. A lot of nationally known celebrities have donated signed books just for this event. So, and all that can be seen on the website, but I think it's really quite an amazing pile of prizes and worth going out to look for and explore Las Vegas and learn what's where if you don't know all the spots, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, go ahead.
And I mentioned to you that, you know, that video we did of small town radio, which mm-hmm. is really inspired by KFUN, and which, by the way, I performed that at the play Over the Edge. Is that
mm-hmm.
what it's called?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And that song went over really, really well. It really touches people to talk about this sort of community feel of this town, this radio station, and so on. Anyway, that's a video, as you know, because I know you like that video.
Yeah.
And I'm going to incorporate that, for instance, into the video of the clues for where the treasures are,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it looks down into Las Vegas, and I can go from there and hook into some of the prize locations. So, as I say, I hope especially that families will participate. The website again is VegasTreasureHunt.org, and if you go there, you can see what's going on and the prizes and all that stuff. But mainly that's where to go at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, the 24th, to see the video. And the video will have the clues to the locations, and it's not going to be just bam, 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 one clue after another. It's more of a narrative. It's a historical and kind of a mystery story about Las Vegas and everything else. So the clues are interspersed within that time, within the length of the video. So I think it would be interesting to watch. And another thing about it is that the treasure locations are within a fairly compact area. I mean, it's not, you don't have to drive around. It's mostly within the East and West Las Vegas Historic District. So it's something you could do on foot or by bicycle if necessary, but no driving around or rushing around really necessary. I'm really hoping it'll be a lot of fun for people.
Yeah, okay.
And there are 20, let's say there are approximately 20 prize locations, and there are at this point about $4,000 worth of prizes, gift certificates, everything else, some very expensive artwork, beautiful artwork people have donated. And so the average, you know, take would be about $200 worth of of loot.
Yeah.
Treasures.
Okay.
So that's worth doing, no?
Sure. All right. Okay, so...
Were you looking for Small Town Radio? Did you find
it? Yeah, no, I didn't find it. I know you left me a
I'm
copy.
I'm not going to sing it for you, Joseph.
I know you left me a copy, and that's what I was looking for, yeah. And
but may I mention some of the authors and nationally known people who have contributed signed books and so on to this event. A lot of people know of Kinky Friedman. These are all people that I've, you know, run into over the years in some way or another. Scott Simon from NPR, who's got a few novels he's submitted. James Fallows, Douglas Preston, pretty well-known author. Valerie Plame and Joseph Wilson, who were, you know, figured in that national story, now from Santa Fe. Tom Hartman, Philip Proctor from the Firesign Theater. Kirk Ellis, he's from Santa Fe. He wrote that HBO series on John Adams, and he's autographing a set of that program. And I'm also getting some nice donations as treasures to the treasure hunt from local people like artists like Janet Stein Romero, Lindy Lucero, Diego Romero, a beautiful photographer. He's donating an original print on aluminum, aluminum print of Starvation Peak.
Mm.
So if people go to the website, VegasTreasureHunt.org, they can see some of these amazing prizes.
Okay.
And by the way, there are a lot of restaurants in town. I'd say probably half the restaurants in town have provided what people I think will appreciate most, and that is gift certificates. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that fun to go out with your family and with the kids and find a gift certificate, and then kids take you out to dinner with the
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that the other maybe half of the restaurants in town will also participate, donate gift certificates.
All right.
Do you have any questions? At one point, people were very puzzled about this thing, but I've tried to make it simpler.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I'm glad to see the change you made, because that's, I think, kind of what I had suggested for you from the beginning, you know. But, yeah, so it's open to the whole community. Yeah, so.
It is now.
Yeah.
Well, I decided to do it that way. In order to do it that way, I had to go out and find a donor.
Mm-hmm.
To donate enough to the fund that it was, you know, worthwhile for let's say the merchants who are donating their valuable services. And the first guy I asked, he wants to remain anonymous. I can't name him, but he's kind of a pioneer on the internet, internet pioneer. And he says, sure, I'll do it. And because he thought this idea was what they call a good hack.
Mm-hmm.
In that business. Do you know what that term means? I didn't know. I had to look it up.
I'm not sure. I've heard the term, but I'm not sure what it means.
Well, it means, I guess, a good use of the internet. So what he thought was clever was using the YouTube video to put together the clue, to show the clues to where the locations are on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that was very clever. And partly, maybe for that reason, he donated to this fund enough to allow everybody to participate. So I'd like to thank him, although we can't thank him by name because he wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah, okay.
So that's August 24th, Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. I hope it's not too early to get up and look at the video, but that gives you an hour or whatever it's going to be to look at the video and then run out and find the clues, find the tokens, I mean, for the
mm-hmm.
prizes.
Sure, okay.
The VegasTreasureHunt.org.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, Jim.
Well, thank you. I hope you'll be out there, Joseph.
Well,
I know you don't promise, especially 7 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joseph.
You're very welcome. Jim Turr was here earlier, and I was trying to look for the song he was talking about, Small Time Radio. And, the CD was not where I thought I had it. But then I was moving CDs here on the counter, and I picked up one CD, and voila. There's the song that Jim Turr was talking about, Small Time Radio. So let me play that for you, all right?
Just one station in a little town. Lots of people, black and white and brown. Every kind of music they could play. Coming at you every time of day. Heard the DJ when his mic was on. Thought it was off and next day he was gone. Heard the local candidates debate, but the one in jail could not participate. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know, about New York, LA and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond, little ripples from across the pond, rockin' country soul and Spanish songs, help the growing boy to get along. TV sets on sale at Monkey Wars. Mr. Gerber's closing out his boards. Little League is canceled cause of rain. And they've lost Paul Harvey once again. Hometown expert or a local band. Even the worst, they sounded fine and grand. So many people with a tale to tell. Somehow the radio helped them say it well. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know. About New York, LA, and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond. Little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish song. Helped a growing boy to get along. New Year's baby born to Beth and Dwight. Services at 2 for Mrs. White. Ain't it funny how it all comes round on the radio in a little town? So turn my dial to that little spot where the talk was warm and all the songs were hot. Sometimes you just don't know what you have got. Till you have it, then you have it not. Small town radio. Hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know. About New York, LA, and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond. Little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish songs. Helped a growing boy to get along. Small Town Radio.
All right, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and again, that was a song that Jim Turr was talking about, and I knew I had it here, but, you know, we have so many CDs, and sometimes they kind of wander off from the shelf where you put them, and eventually they turn up again, and such is the case with this one here. All right, folks, so 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and this is KLVF FM 100.7 and KFUN AM 1230 and KFUN FM 103.7 in the original Las Vegas, New Mexico, and thanks to those.